You're portion of a team that just won first in state, right? So how does it feel to have that kind of recognition?
Relieving, because we've had such a long streak that now, like, if we wouldn't have won, it would have been a really disappointing.
Oh yeah, we had a reputation to uphold. Yeah. And if we wouldn't have won first, that could have been pretty
That
bad.
Would have been not good.
I think there's only been two or three FHS teams that have gone and not gotten first place. One of them actually has a trophy up here in this hallway because it's not in the We the People trophy case. So I think we were more nervous than anything that we just would let everybody down and like be the team that didn't win.
We're also relieved because we worked all year for this, and you know, finally it came and we won. So
very nice. And I understand, so like we talked a little bit about the pressure. Is there any pressure going into the national competition?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have to work even harder, I think. Because, like, state, I feel like we prepared really well for it. But now that we know the ropes, too, and we know what we have to do, we're going up against 50-something teams 56. Now. So we really, 56. So we have to really prepare even more.
Yeah, I think it's definitely scarier to go up to nationals because of like the level or the amount of teams that we're going against, and we like know that we have to prepare even better than we did.
And it's also like a shorter time frame. We don't have the national questions yet. I think they come out on Friday, and it's in April. Whereas for state, we got our answers in like September.
Yeah, it's like from the 24th to like the 28th in April.
But we had a whole semester to prepare for state, and we only have a couple months to prepare for nationals.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you talked a little bit about upholding tradition. How important was that going forward? Was that the main motivator for your performance? Or?
Yeah, I think it was really important, especially with Mr. Dickman putting in so much effort and time into him. There was like a whole week or two where he was up until 3 a.m. helping us with our questions, and it was just crazy. Like, we didn't want to let him down.
Yeah, I think it was scary, definitely, because you obviously don't want to be that one team that like doesn't win. So there's definitely a lot of pressure to just like keep it going and keep the tradition going.
Also, because so much of the class is We the People, I think at least I was concerned that if we didn't make it to nationals, like, what were we going to have to do for the rest of the year?
Preparing for AP tests.
Mr. Dickman would probably make the class a lot harder if he didn't have We the People.
Right.
It's true.
For people that don't know, what is We the People?
So We the People is a program started by, who was it? It was somebody in
the Center like for Civic Education. Yeah. And Mr. Dickman calls it a mock congressional hearing, and I don't think anyone understands what that means. I kind of don't. But basically, like each unit, there's six units. You get 4 minutes to read a prepared statement to a answer statement, and then there's 6 minutes where the judge can ask you anything. It has to technically be related, but they've gone way out in left field. Mm-hmm. I think somebody got a question: how would you explain this to a kindergartner at state?
That was I.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And each unit has like their own like kind of sort of like topic. The Constitution and our government.
Like, for example, Unit 5 was, like, the Establishment Clause and the Self-Incrimination Clause.
Unit 5 deals predominantly with, like, the Bill of Rights as opposed to...
And, like, Unit 1, like, that was my unit. It was very philosophical and, like, the old, like, kind of times of when they were kind of first starting to make the Constitution. And then it goes all the way to Unit 6.
I think Unit 6 is more modern topics, though. I know they had a citizenship question this year.
So more modern, and it goes like from all the way back to like all the way to modern topics.
Gotcha, so kind of all-encompassing.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. Is there anything you guys like to add about winning state and going to nationals?
I'm excited. Yeah. I think it'll be really fun. It was really fun just even traveling to Columbus just as a team. Because I feel like when you travel together, you get closer together and you bond. And I feel like that makes the competition even worth like more to you. So like you're there and you're all together and you're kind of like synchronized in a way. So I feel like when we go to D.C., I hope that we're even closer and we're really pushing to win this thing.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And to see
some educational fun.
All right. Well, thank you for chatting with me, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.